The average credit card interest rate is at a record high of 28%. Let's talk about that and more with the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, David Hochberg. David, delinquency rates are at record highs too, aren't they?
Yeah, this is real scary, Bob. U.S. credit card delinquency rates are now at their highest on record, according to the Philadelphia Federal Reserve that monitors that sort of information. In the fourth quarter last year, Bob, more credit card balances were 30 and 60 day past due compared to any other period in history, which is not good. The percentage of credit card balances at least 30 days past due is now 3.5%. And here's another shocker. Ready? Meanwhile, total credit card debt has skyrocketed. In recent months, it was 1.13 in the fourth quarter of last year. It's now at a new record, $1.3 trillion, with the average credit card debt, as you previously mentioned, at 28%. So we're going down. We're already on a slippery slope, Bob. We're now down the slippery slope at like a 90-degree angle with no brakes on. So it's bad.
Let's go through some do's and don'ts about how to get your credit score up there. I know paying on time is a big deal, but what else do we need to know about that?
Well, yeah, I've stressed this continually. When you get, instead of waiting to the end of the month to get your credit card statement and pay off your credit card, an easy technique that you could use is just, if you can, right, if you have the money in your bank account, pay it off every Friday. Use your credit card as a debit card, right? If you use a debit card, stop using a debit card and get a credit card, because you're not getting any credit or any points or any type of credit history to build your foundation wide and deep by using your debit card. It's the biggest sucker bet on the planet. So those two things alone, stop using your debit card, use a credit card. If you're using a debit card, they're sucking the money right out of your account at the time of the transaction, the day of the transaction. So if you switch your buying patterns over from a debit card over to a credit card and go home and pay it, or go home and do it on a Friday, or do it if you get paid every week, whenever you get paid, or you get paid bi-monthly, just knock it down to zero, because keeping those balances down will help expedite and reinforce your credit scores. I've been given that tip over the radio for 20 years, and it works.
And a lot of people set up automatic withdrawals from their bank to pay the rent every month.
Yeah.
And I came across something the other day about this for a fee. It was a small fee. This can be automatically reported to the credit bureaus. And if you're on time all the time, this would help you. But should you have to pay for that service?
Well, here's the challenge, right? The credit reporting agencies charge a fee to the credit card companies to report the information. Right. So if you're a mom and pop landlord, right, you got a 3-unit and you're renting the top or bottom 2 units, you're not going to pay the fee to report Tom and Sally and Tim and Tom in the second and third level are paying their rent on time, unless you're going to jack their rent up, and the renters are going to already paying a high enough rent and they don't want to pay extra rent. So the good news is that your auto loans are being reported to the credit agencies. So now you have a chance, if you're renting, and most people have to live someplace. Not everybody needs a car, right? But everybody needs a place to live. So you got three options. You're either living with a family member in their basement or in a spare room. They're not going to report that. You're renting from either a management company, who could be gigantic, or it could be medium size, or it could be small size. Again, everybody's trying to cut costs, and they're not going to pay the fee to report or pay somebody to correlate that information and send it to the credit reporting agencies. It's on the renter if they want it. I could tell you this. I just work with two ladies who I've been working with for the past 9 months. Started in the 550s. I just pulled their credit Monday. One lady was 680, 680, 690.
Wow.
The other one was 660, 650, 623. They had a car loan. Both had a horrible credit history, and they had a car loan, the same company that I've recognized in the past. And I'm like, all right, I know that car company is not giving you 0% financing. What's the rate? They're like 28%. So now that, because their credit scores were probably in the 500s when they took it out, and that's what you get when your credit scores are in the 500s, you're trying to get an auto loan. Today it's probably high 20s, low 30s. So I introduced in my team at King County Teachers Credit Union, trying to get them to refinance your car loan, Bob. Yes, You can refinance a car loan if you've had a rocky credit history in your past and you were forced to buy a car and forced to go into one of these auto loan companies with sky-high interest rates. Kane County Teachers Credit Union will take a look at that for you. And if you want an introduction, just shoot me an email and I'll introduce you to my team at KCTCU.
And before we let you go, Dave, quickly, can you explain what's going on with the realtors' compensation and what came out yesterday on this?
Yeah, basically, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA came out with a ruling with the recent NAR, National Association of Realtors, lawsuit, right? And National Association of Realtors stood in the middle of the track, Bob, and saw the freight train coming and said, we're going to stay right in the middle of the freight, you know, right in the middle of the track and let the freight train plow us. And so it cost them over $400 million, and they had to change a couple of things. One of the things they had to change was the realtors can no longer list the commission on the MLS, so the buy-side realtors can't steer their buyers to high commission transactions, which is a good thing for the industry. NAR should have done that before getting hit with a $400 million lawsuit. And then the other one was that the buyers have to sign an agreement stating that they know that their realtor might be compensated from the selling realtor as part of the commission they receive from the buyer. So, and then in some states, they were concerned that the buyer, when something like this drops, there's a bunch of crap that comes out, Bob, and until the dust settles, everybody was concerned that, the buyers are going to have to pay their buyer's agent's commission. Here's breaking news to everybody in the real estate industry. After a mortgage professional clears a buyer with credit and income, the next largest hurdle is source of funds for the down payment, closing costs, and reserves, right? You want to tack on another $3,000, $8,000, $10,000 to the closing costs that we have to verify, you're going to crash the entire real estate industry. What Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and FHA came out and said was if the seller wants to give the buyer a closing cost credit to cover the selling realtor's fee, it won't be counted towards their traditional closing cost credit that they could get from a seller. So I'll make it real quick. I'll break it down. $300,000 home, Bob, 5% down, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac conventional loan. The seller is able to get to give the buyer up to a 3% credit, which is $9,000. Okay? In this case, if the buyer, for some reason, has to pay the buying realtor's commission, they could get a bigger commission, a bigger closing cost credit from the seller to give to their realtor, and it won't impact the $9,000 available, which is just contradicted everything that this lawsuit's supposed to say. If you're going to give a closing cost credit so the buyer could pay the buying realtor, why don't you just increase the fee that that you're signing with your selling realtor when you sell the house to stop all this nonsense? So it's another layer on another.
Continue this Saturday morning.
And can I just say one thing real quick? I thought Pat Boyle rocked Merlot shirts, but you are giving Pat Boyle a run for his money on Merlot-colored shirts. You must shop at the same place.
Thank you, David Hochberg. I can tell the market's been shaky. You sound more decaffeinated than usual.
No problem.
News is next at 9 for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.